President Bush said this week that he's been watching the Olympics and particularly enjoyed the surprise success of the Iraqi men's soccer team. The Bush campaign also used the Olympics in one of its television ads, and that caught the attention of the U.S. Olympic Committee, which has asked that the ad be killed. NPR's Howard Berkus has more from the Olympic Games in Athens.
The ad opens with scratchy film of what looks like an Olympic opening ceremony. It depicts swimmers diving into a pool at the start of a race and then follows a single swimmer, a woman performing the butterfly. The narration includes these words.
And this Olympics, there will be two more free nations and two fewer terrorist regimes.
Two flags and names appear, Iraq and Afghanistan. Iraqi soccer players protested the use of their flag in the ad. One was quoted by Sports Illustrated as saying he'd be fighting Americans in Iraq if he wasn't playing soccer at the Olympics. This week, the United States Olympic Committee also protested, but for different reasons. Daryl Seibel is the USOC spokesman.
It's our opinion that the ad uses Olympic imagery and Olympic terms in a manner that has not been authorized. And again, it is on that basis that we've requested the ad be withdrawn.
Seibel cites a federal law giving the U.S. Olympic Committee exclusive jurisdiction over Olympic marks, terms, and images in the United States. That law requires USOC permission for use of Olympic images and words, and it prohibits use of the Olympics for political purposes. So the USOC sent a letter to the president's re-election campaign asking that the ad be pulled. The campaign is unmoved, according to spokesman Scott Stenzel.
We are on very firm legal ground to mention the Olympics to make a factual point in a political advertisement.
The U.S. Olympic Committee isn't alone in its objection. Gerhard Heiberg is the marketing director of the International Olympic Committee, and he told Reuters this: "We own the rights to the Olympic name, and nobody asked us. We hope this campaign will stop." But Olympic historian David Walachinsky isn't convinced that Olympic rights have been violated by the Bush campaign.
They have not used the rings. They have not used any copyrighted symbols. They may not have even used any footage from the Olympics. What bothers the International Olympic Committee is that the Bush campaign is exploiting the Olympics for political purposes. And I'm willing to bet that the International Olympic Committee put pressure on the United States Olympic Committee to speak out against these Bush ads.
Both the USOC and IOC deny that. But Walachinsky points out that President Bush has appeared to politicize the Olympics before. At the 2002 Winter Games in Salt Lake City, the president broke with Olympic protocol, saying that the country was proud, determined, and grateful as he formally opened the Winter Games. And he did so in a crowd of American athletes, not at the side of the IOC president.
No head of state had ever done that before. Not even Adolf Hitler did that. Nobody has ever done that. I'm sure that this must have rankled them, that they felt exploited by him.
The International Olympic Committee declined to comment at the time or since on the president's departure from protocol. All this puts the U.S. Olympic Committee in a tough spot because it needs the support of both the IOC and U.S. government, especially when American cities bid to host the Olympics. New York is a candidate now for the 2012 Games. Bush Cheney spokesman Scott Stenzel says the ad will end its run Sunday as scheduled. That's also the last day of the Athens Olympics. But the ad will remain on the campaign's website. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Athens.